Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On a Monday here on 96.5, The Fan, your voice, your reasoning. Batman, I love you. You know I've always been a supporter, but it's over, buddy.
Oh, man, you know what? All I can tell you after days like that, I think the Kingdom's got to remember a classic movie like Animal House, you know, and Bluto said,
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So she's saying, well, you know what? Nothing is over. And we got most half of the season left here, brother. And I'm telling you that the playoffs are definitely in our picture, but we got to get our attitude straightened out. Nothing is over. And we got to make our gesture of a defending champion, which we are, a defending champion of the division, and we're not going to go out easy. We're going to have to take these games one at a time and go ahead and exert what we got. We got all the ingredients. We got to mix them together, and you just got to want it more than the other team. We're going to be okay, Dusty. I'm still going to see you at the parade, even okay. If it ain't ours.
Okay, I appreciate it. I appreciate the phone call, Batman. We'll see. I've always been an optimism guy. I've always been optimistic. I mean, 0-5 in one possession games. It's not happening. Not running the ball. Things are off. Things are different. There's a lot of red flags out there. Matthew, go ahead. You're up, man.
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of bring up, I think part of the reason I'm out is just the overall predictability that teams have against us. I think part of that is due to the fact that we don't have any turnover in the coordinators. Usually a winning team loses coordinators. You kind of have to retool, revamp, and we're not doing that anymore.
We have the best defensive coordinator of all time, and Andy Reid basically coordinates the offense, though. So who do you want to – I mean
– Agreed, but it kind of seems like there's no voice in the room that's telling people no anymore or challenging thought processes. And we just need something a little different. Not that they aren't great. They're amazing. It's just, it doesn't have to be the coordinator itself, but maybe the people underneath him. We need someone to challenge their thought process.
I don't disagree with that at all, Matthew. The best leaders have more no people around them than yes people to tell them where they're wrong and where they're right. But the leader also has to be willing to listen to those people, right? And you can have people tell you at the end of the day, you know, what's right and what's wrong. It's also up to that person to listen and to hear what they're saying and then to act on that. I don't know that Andy Reid is listening and acting on people saying run the ball more. I mean, everybody's been saying it for an entire year now with him. The league has kind of changed, and they were running it at an effective rate yesterday, and he still didn't run the football. So it all comes down to Andy Reid wanting to do this kind of stuff.
No doubt. I'm with you. I think I asked Derek Johnson that, like, who's the guy? Who's the guy that's going to go in there and address the entire team, or, you know, kind of do the, what he said, what Batman said, the Belushi. Like, it was it over when the Germans were on Pearl Harbor? Hell no.
Right.
Is it over now? Now! We're somebody. All right, Peter, go ahead.
Hey, great. Thanks, guys. No, just in general, I really feel they just have to do it. They got to have a really good winning season for Travis. Travis can't go out this way.
I'm with you. I was thinking about that yesterday, too, my man.
No, there's three quick points. They don't have that situational awareness, that ability to say, okay, we need this one or two plays to make it. That was their tail end of 2023 and last year. That needs to come back, and they got to get the double dip. The double dip is the death touch. To me, Chiefs does that, they get the double dip. They knock out teams. Second, you want to call it sync, being in sync, or trust. I just don't see that. The back throws, shoulder throws, cutting down the middle, drop passes. It gives that eeriness of early part of 2023. And the third one is, honestly, do you want this team to really learn it on the chin to make the changes? Or do we just say, you know what, this is a new low, like how we had against the Christmas game against the Raiders. Is this the new low that they say, you know what, we can do it? I'm looking at the next two games. To me, that's a home game against an amazing team and then going on the road against the cow sheep. To me, if they can do that, I got hope. If they don't, I think it's good that they need to win it, have a winning record. but the reconstruction needs to start.
Well, and that's a lot of interesting things that Peter brought up there. He said about the trust with Mahomes, right? Once Travis Kelce's gone, is Patrick going to be able to trust anybody else on the field? That's a Patrick thing. That's not the receivers. That's not this. Is he going to be able to trust anybody like he trusts Travis Kelce moving forward? Because that's a big issue that needs to get solved. Because I'm kind of with Peter on that one. The trust issue, is that there? And then we talked about it earlier about the predictability of this team, right? And it's coming up a lot. Chris Jones talked about the predictability of this team and whatnot. This goes all the way back to the Tennessee game years ago when they had that last second field goal blocked and the Tennessee players said they were predictable. We knew what they were going to do. We knew the snap count. Well, Andy, you know, this has been 5 or 6 years now. You've just had the talent to overcome a lot of this kind of stuff and a lot of the predictability. That needs to be something that gets ironed out this week. The predictability in this team has gotten to the point where Chris Jones is even talking about it at the end of games and saying the quarterback on the other team is calling him out. Justin Reed yesterday, when I was watching the game with him, he was talking about the plays and he was dialed in and kind of knew, you know, what they were going to do on defense and whatnot. So the predictability of this team, Derek Johnson talked about the predictability of this team. These are guys that are on the team. We're on the team. Watch the game from a football perspective. Stop being so damn predictable.
Yeah. I just think that it's, there, and again, that's another red flag. I mean, I don't think that, you know, the dynasty per se is over. I don't think that the glory days are behind. It's all done. I'm saying as this season, this current NFL season that you are currently in is done for the Chiefs. There's just too much. They've just missed too much. They're 0-5 in one score games.
That's crazy. And they were 12-0 last year. Have a happy medium.
Even if you're 2-3 in those games.
Right.
Which is still not a great record in one score games. 7 wins.
You're 7 wins, and you're firmly in the playoffs. You're 7-3. If you don't turn the ball over in Jacksonville and in Denver
and the Philadelphia
game, you're 8-2.
Well, I think that's a really good point. The happy medium probably will find itself these next few games.
You would hope.
It'll go back to the mean. The regression will go back to the mean. Just like last year, they weren't a 15-2 team last year. Like 11-0, like that was not a 15-2 team. That was a 12-win team. That was an 11-12, maybe a 13-win team. This isn't going to be a 10 or 11 team win at the end of the season. This is a 12 or 13-win team too, and they will win those close games the rest of the season.
But they're not going to win 13. I mean, the max they can win now is 12.
I know, right? Just like last year wasn't 15. It's right. The analogy. All I'm saying is there'll be a 10 or 11-win team next year, or at the end of the year, they really are a 12 or 13. They're about the same, better than they were last year. I still believe that.
And I don't disagree with that, but they've got to start playing like it.
100%.
You know?
All right, Frank the Tank, go ahead, my man.
I'm going to break it down like this.
Okay.
Okay. Rocky 3, there is no tomorrow. There's only today. 5-5, it doesn't matter what you did in the last 10 games. It matters what you're going to do in this next game. Mm-hmm. They have to get it together. Andy Reid, run the football effectively and mix it in, mix it up. There is no tomorrow. Everyone's got to look in the mirror at one Arrowhead Drive today and say there is no tomorrow. There's only today, fellas. They've got to buy in. They've got to mix it up. The only ones that can fix this is the people sitting in that stadium at Arrowhead at the practice facility starting tomorrow. There is no tomorrow, so there's only today. Let's go get what we need to go do. Let's go take care of business. You guys are painting gloom and doom, and that's fine. I'll tell you right now, Vegas thinks you're going to win this game against you're a 3.5-point favorite right now, today. So the public's going to go run and bet the Colts, I guarantee you. I guarantee you what's going to happen this coming Sunday. They are going to win. They're going to win this football game. They're going to go down to Dallas. They're going to win that football game. They're going to be 7-5. And then they can look in the mirror and see where they're at. They can see the Chargers are going to fall apart like they always do. The Donkeys have gotten the benefit of all the one-score games this year. That's going to regress to the mean, too. And then we're going to see around Christmas time, and we're going to look around and see where this team's at. And I guarantee you, when you look at this team, they are going to be in the playoffs. Okay. Are they going to make a run? I don't know. They're going to have to look in the mirror and find out if that's what they want to do. Boys, if you want it, go get it.
That's exactly right, man.
You pissed away the last 5 weeks. Go make something happen. They are going to beat the Colts. Take it to the bank.
I love the optimism, man. I do. Yeah. I love the optimism.
Yeah, they were 4-point favorites against Denver yesterday.
I know. They were favorites yesterday against Denver and didn't do it. But I do love the optimism because, look, that's the way we've got to think right now. Until they're not in the playoffs, they still have that chance to be in the playoffs. But they have to have other things happen now. Jacksonville has to fall apart. The Clippers have to fall apart, and they will. And but this team has to take care of their own business. Again, they still have not really truly been beaten by another team. They've been beaten by themselves. But you know what? Eventually all that adds up. And it doesn't matter if you lose to the opponent or you lose to yourself, you're still getting beat. Again, with the penalties yesterday, the bad turnover yesterday, you eliminate the penalties, you eliminate that bad turnover, you win that football game. It's not hard.
You know what? Denver had what? The same amount of penalties and more yards and still came away with a victory. I mean, they almost had 100 more penalty yards than the Chiefs. I mean, I know there's a big pass interference.
Right, big play, yeah.
All right, let's go to Jay. I don't know if this is Jay Binkley, but it's
could
Jay. Go ahead, brother.
Oh, I'm just very disappointed in Jerry and Mahomes.
Jerry?
And, Jerry Reed, the coach.
Who's Jerry Reed?
Well, I haven't had my coffee yet, so you'll have to forgive me. But the coach and Mahomes, they need to get it together for the next game.
You're talking about Jerry Jones?
Well, I could be, yeah.
I don't know what that was. I did think it was Jay Binkley.
I thought.
Can you cut this real quick? I know we have to go to break. Can you cut the start of that phone call and tell me it wasn't Jay Binkley? Because
we looked at each other and went, oh, my God, it is Jay.
Jerry Reed.
Now, was he trying to make a Bob Fesco funny and compare Andy Reid to Jerry Jones?
I thought that's where he was headed.
But I don't know that he was.
He hadn't, to be fair, he hasn't had his coffee yet. But, dude, like, I honestly.
I mean, it's Andy Reid. It's not that hard a name.
So I'm going to play this, and then Mac's going to play the cut, and you tell me where the difference is.
Hey, well, yo, man.
Mac?
look, you don't have to prove it to me. I looked right in your eyes, and we both went, that is Jay.
Hey, well, yo, man. hey, well, yo, man.
Jerry Reed.
My day's made.
I mean, Jerry Reed sounds like a lounge singer back in the day in Vegas that opened for Sinatra. Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Reed.
I packed my bags last night. 0 hours, 9 a.m.
Jerry Reed.
I'm going to be high as a sky by then. Coming up next, Josh Klinger joins the show here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, what yo, man?
This is Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Our friend Kurt Nelson sent me a picture. This is actually Jerry Reed. He was in Smokey and the Bandit.
Is that the coach in Waterboy that takes Coach Klein's playbook?
I don't know. No.
That looks like you.
Yeah.
Were you about to bash one of my players on the head?
Kind of was, yeah. Jerry Reed, ladies and gentlemen.
I have to Google search Waterboy and see who was that coach's name.
I'm just very disappointed in Jerry and Mahomes.
Same.
Dude, yeah. Yeah. Say it right here, man.
Absolutely agree.
Can you play that again?
And Mahomes.
Sounds like Jasper every Friday. I'm just disappointed in Jerry.
Hello, America.
What did you say that he was in that you thought?
I don't think
you're right. No, it was.
That's the coach.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Yes, it was.
There we go. Good call.
So last thing he was in was the Waterboy. He was Coach Red Ballou.
Yeah.
Yep.
He took the Fonz's playbook.
Yeah.
And then the Fonz got a picture of Roy Orbison on his ass because what mama doesn't know doesn't hurt her.
That's right. You're right. Jerry Reed did do that.
Biggie Battlecourt showed me who boobies, and they were nice, too.
Jerry Reed was a singer and an actor.
I knew that was him, dude. I saw that face, man. I could think of it. You about to bash one of my players?
I'll tell you what, man. Jerry Reed. So maybe he was the coach then yesterday.
That's right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, again, I don't think that.
Jerry Reed or Andy Reed?
hey, well, yo, man. You're a creep, dude.
could do this all day.
That guy's an idiot, man.
Yeah. We'll get to Kling in about 3 minutes, but I do want to bring this up because we've talked about it all day. Identity. What is it, Mac, Bob? What is the identity of the Kansas City Chiefs as of November 17th?
I think the identity is an average football team that's trying to find its way at this point in time, trying to figure out what's going to work because they haven't really established anything. And I think a big problem, you know, has to be the fact that they're wanting to throw the football all the time, and everybody knows that they're going to throw the football over time. So if you want to do like a one word, if you will, but I mean, one thing to kind of talk about this team and where they are, I mean, the thing I just keep coming back to, man, has been this predictability thing. And it really, you know, goes back to the Tennessee game in, you know, years ago when they went to that first Super Bowl and they lost the game, and it was based on predictability. And this week alone, we've heard a number of people talk about predictability, including a player who was on the field as the quarterback was changing the play because he recognized what defense that they were in. That's the stuff that has to change. That's how you lose games, guys. It's not because you're not more talented. It's not because you're not better coached. It's not because you don't have better players. You have all of that. But Andy Reid is not putting the guys in the best possible position to be successful. Steve Spagnuolo, obviously on defense, if the quarterback Bo Nix knew what they were going to do, not putting them in that position to be successful on the defensive side of the ball. That's the word of the week. That's the word for the rest of the year. It started 2 weeks ago in Buffalo with Xavier Worthy. We thought, oh, maybe he's just a rookie, you know, calling this guy out. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And now all of a sudden, man, it is an avalanche of people saying how predictable this Chiefs team is and that everybody knows what's coming before it happens.
I'll go reliability. You go predictability, you go reliability. Mm. This team's relying on things that they cannot no longer rely on.
Yes.
They can no longer just rely on Patrick Mahomes to save them. They can no longer just rely on this defense to go get sacks and be the best defense in the league every day, every drive against every team. They can no longer rely on Travis Kelce just, hey, I'm going to have 3 touchdowns today, 150 yards, and whatever it may be, or Andy Reid being the most creative guy. They have to rely on having more talent, and we can talk more about maybe what I think has lacked as far as the draft acquisitions and trade acquisitions there, too. I think there's a lot of issues with this team that don't just go with what happened yesterday, what happened this season. With all that said, though, I think they're the only team that you could say this about because of the past precedent. It is not over.
It's not over. No, I agree with you. I'm not. This is not over. It's getting close, but it is not over yet. That door has not shut. And you'll say, well, why don't you think it's over? And I'll go, well, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. Yes, Bob, but you said that's the reason why we've lost games. Yes, it is. They've got to evolve. Like, as good as they are, they're not perfect. Nobody is. No matter what you do for a living, no matter what your job is. I'm sure George Brett would tell you he could have been a better hitter. He was one of the top 5 hitters of all time. You know, Ted Williams, I could have done better. You were one of the greatest hitters of all time. Nolan Ryan, I could have been better. Everybody can be better. Everybody can take their game to that next level. Everybody can improve. Even the greatest of all time in Andy Reid and one of the greatest of all time in Patrick Mahomes. Those are the two guys that truly need to get better. And if they get better, everybody else gets better.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's just been a year of just constant of the same thing. Like, that's back-to-back weeks where Andy and Patrick have both been off in the games that you need them to be the best in those games. That was Buffalo on the road. Yes, you can say, well, Dusty, they always lose that game. Okay, but that was a poorly coached game and a poorly played game by your quarterback.
Yep.
You had the bye week. Andy Reid's so good off the bye, 22-4. Now he's 22-5, and you were out-coached and outplayed when it mattered by the coach and the quarterback of the opposing team.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get to Kling.
He's traded sleep for tennis elbow and Bob for high school kids.
That's John Klinger.
But he's still the best in the business down there on the sidelines.
Let's go to the sideline. There's Josh Klinger.
It's Watson. Yeah, twice tonight. Justin Watson gets the big play. Jalen Watson gets the big play.
Here's Chiefs Radio Network sideline reporter Josh Klinger with Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Watson, yes!
That's right. Monday morning, we go to the sideline man himself and Josh Klingler here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. Am I wrong to think there was, what, Kling, 5, 6, 7 missed opportunities yesterday?
No, there were a whole bunch, right? I mean, that looked like a team that was flat coming off the bye. You know, the old, should they have the week off before their playoff game, or should they play the wild card weekend? They looked pretty flat offensively for sure. Patrick was off off. I know he wore it quite a bit afterwards, and I know his comments said that, but he was really – I haven't seen him kind of just sit at his locker in the locker room for that long. It was from the moment I got in there till the moment the media left, he was just kind of sitting and staring and kind of gathering his thoughts. And I guess I can't say I blame him. I thought that that was a game where he was just not very sharp. And, you know, they just that Denver defense was as advertised, I thought, guys. And they were missing two pieces, two really big pieces from that defense.
Yep.
Imagine if they had Patrick Surtain and Alex Singleton in that defense. That's one of the better defenses they probably faced. But still, I thought the missed opportunities to find receivers and to get the deep shots and those types of things. And then also maybe take points, right, when you had the opportunity and not kind of go for stuff. I know that interception said I may be playing for three. We love when they go, but there are times you got to be smart about it in close games, and I didn't think they were very sharp yesterday at all.
No, you mentioned the quarterback, Josh. His last eight quarters have stunk. The two interceptions that he's thrown, the one in Jacksonville and this one, essentially changed the game and cost you the game, because that ended up being basically a 10-point swing at minimum yesterday. Same thing with the Jacksonville game. Like, it comes down to that. Patrick Mahomes is trying to do stuff that he could do earlier in his career that maybe he just can't do at this point of his career. And I think he may need to evaluate what he is trying to do, because he has been off. He's overshooting guys. He's behind guys. It's not just the interception. I just don't think he's been all that great this year.
Yeah. And then maybe it's still, I don't want to say the trust factor, but you know, he knows Travis Kelce like the back of his hand. And it feels like that you're trying to do some things with some other guys that might not be there. At times he looks very much on with Juju Smith-Schuster. Mm-hmm. They didn't go to him at all yesterday. In fact, he had the kind of the two holding penalties. Xavier Worthy has really kind of disappeared suddenly. Hollywood Brown, I thought, was decent in some spurts yesterday. Tyquan Thornton, you know, he's good for you know, one down the field if you can get the ball close to him. But is it still, you know, kind of figuring out how to deal with his personnel? I don't know. It feels like an excuse, because this is the biggest bunch of offensive pieces he has had, certainly from a wide receiver perspective. And yeah, you just got to say, hey man, here are the parts, go figure it out. And it looks like, this is coming off the bye week too, guys, right? It's mm-hmm. not like they've just been jammed up with a bunch of games. They didn't look like they were on the same page offensively.
All right,
then throw in no Pacheco too. I think that's a bigger miss than we all thought, because I mean, right now it's if Kareem Hunt's in the game, they're probably going to run. And if he's not, they're not. Like, they're giving no carry opportunities, or at least a threat of carry opportunities to anybody else. And that makes it difficult. You get a little predictable at times. And Kareem Hunt's got a chance to run the ball. They're not really running the ball with Breshard Smith, and they certainly weren't going to run the ball, with the third running back this week, right? Because Elijah Mitchell had barely played at all. So I think that you become a little predictable offensively as well. Kareem Hunt's in the game, there's a chance to run. If he's not, you're probably not going to run.
Yeah, but that's got to change. And we've talked about predictability all morning long, because there's been many people now, Derek Johnson, you know, Chris Jones, both talking about the predictability of this team. But also, you mentioned the trust thing. Like, dude, I hate to use this analogy. I worked with you for 14 years. You left. I got dusty. I figured it out, right? Like, what's going to happen when Kelce leaves? Is Mahomes ever going to be able to figure it out with anybody else? Or is it just going to be like, well, Kelce's gone now? Like, you got to start developing this trust with other wide receivers.
True. But he may never have a connection like Kelce, right? We can all probably acknowledge that. Like, it's just, that may be his ultimate combination, right?
Sure.
But yes, you're going to have to ultimately figure out how to find your people in the right positions to make them successful. You know what I mean? So, what to do with Worthy right now? Like, when are you throwing Worthy the ball? It doesn't seem like that there's, unless he gets a step, you're not really, it doesn't look like they're really interested, right? Hollywood Brown can kind of work the middle of the field a little bit better. Juju seems to be that guy that you got to do it with, but it's like, okay, everybody's kind of got their roles, but that's a lot. That's also a lot to scan the field with, right? So figure out exactly what your number one and number two targets are and go there. I'm still baffled by, there was a sequence during the game yesterday. I don't have Sorry, I don't have the play-by-play or whatever in front of me, but they were having success with Kelce down the middle, right, for like a stretch there. Yeah. And then they got into a key third down, and that was the one that went off of Breshard Smith's face that he threw wide. I'm like, man, they were just killing him down the middle of the field. Why all of a sudden you make him make a hard throw out to the sidelines to a diving running back on a third down when you've had the middle of the field so open? So it almost feels like maybe some where to go with the football issues going on right now too, which makes this whole thing kind of perplexing, and I guess makes this whole thing why they're 5-5. And then defensively, you know, who had the timely blitz last night that ended up being the difference in the game? Well, it wasn't the Steve Spagnuolo Chiefs defense this time. It was Denver doing that. And so not getting the key stops, getting off the field. And then I just kept waiting for a timely blitz, but it looked like the way Denver was operating their offense, you couldn't afford to have one.
Kling, I want to ask just a real quick question. I have another one as well. Was Juju just punished? Was like, did he just not go back in the game after two back-to-back holding calls?
It's hard to tell. I mean, they rotate guys so frequently.
I guess I'd have to look at the snap.
I mean, you kind of wonder, but I think he's a veteran and they trust him. So I doubt it. I was probably more play oriented. I don't know for sure. And you have a follow up? Is that what I heard? You have a follow up?
Yeah, I do, Brad. So when I bring this up, I want to get your raw reaction, because yesterday's game, the Chiefs have a chance to go down there and be that Chiefs team. The Chiefs have had the opportunity multiple times this year to be the team that is the Chiefs that, well, can't count them out. There's always, have they lost that identity this year, and what is their identity?
Yeah, it certainly looks like it. I think Patrick Mahomes' comments after the game felt like that too, like, ooh, we had a chance with the ball to go down and do this and didn't do it. I thought, okay, he's questioning that too now, right? What is their identity? It's tough. They have so many good pieces though, guys. That's the frustrating part. I think on both sides, it's not like you can point to me necessarily to a position like we have maybe in other times. You know, they got to get better at that spot.
Right.
It feels like they have all the spots covered. And then whatever it is not gelling together, because defensively, I feel like maybe the only thing that they're missing defensively would be like a really good linebacker in coverage. I think they're a little bit weak in that regard, but I don't have a problem with the defensive backs. You know, at times, you know, we're on the defensive line, but I think they have enough pieces there to make that thing effective and work. Mm-hmm. You know, offensive line, assuming they're all healthy and, you know, at the moment they're not quite, but I think they're still good enough, even at a backup spot, to be able to do some things. Mm-hmm. You have enough in the receiver game that we talked about for sure. You're an abundance of receivers. So you're like, yeah, what's going on? Why isn't this thing coming together? Cause it feels like they have a lot of pieces. And yet here they are at 5-5. And we're all questioning, are they going to make the playoffs? Which is insane to think about.
Okay, so you talked about all of that and whatnot. I keep coming back, and we've discussed this for years in this town. Why aren't we running the football, Josh?
It's always a valid question. I think it's the head coach. I mean, I think there's always pressure on him to do it, and there's reluctance maybe to do it, and you have Patrick Mahomes is your quarterback, which doesn't lead you to want to do it more. And then right now, I think you don't have the second runner. I think Pacheco's injury lingering on is indeed a factor, because I thought Kareem Hunt ran well yesterday when he ran well, but man, that dude was like out of gas. Like there was one point in time, I think it was a play called back down near the goal line where he made a catch and there was an earlier penalty and he was huffing and puffing, took himself out of the game, went in a couple of times later, took a big hit, kind of got up slowly. I thought, man, they're just going to knock the wheels off this guy. And so I think right now, for the very, very now, it's the lack of a second runner. Again, they haven't really established that yet with Breshard Smith. I think they need to in the second half, because you got to figure out if he can be a guy that can do that. Otherwise, you're going to have some, you know, longer after the season issues to figure out as to who can run the football. But I think it's probably mostly philosophy. I mean, you think the question's been asked for two decades now, right? A little bit around the offices. The offensive philosophy lends more towards the passing game, and there's always been a bit of a reluctance to run the football.
Yeah, this season there's just a lot of different factors out there that give me the disbelief that this team will sustain it and figure it out, because it is, you know, It is week 12. I know there's still a game tonight. I'm sure that you're just absolutely excited for it with Vegas versus the Cowboys. But it is week 12. You are playing what you could think of as, you know, the best team in the AFC coming to your house. Like, where can you persuade me with this year's team? Not past stats, not what the team has done the best. Mm-hmm. With this year's team, where can you get me back on this team is not done, the season is not over?
I mean, I think you're going to have to see a performance, right? I mean, I think they have the pieces. I think that's what you lean on, that we've seen this offense at times look like, oh, man, you're just going to be able to pick your spots and wheel and deal down the field. They need to figure out a way to get back to that, get everybody involved, get the ball moving, get on the same page. And then defensively, I'm largely comfortable. I mean, look at the points given up yesterday. That's not out of the question for this offense, right? Mm-hmm. It's not like the defense had a horrible day. Had they come up with one more play, they might have won the game, right? So I don't have as many probably issues defensively. I think I know what they can do defensively. It's just offensively right now, like, this looks like you should be playing Madden football right now, and you're not. And so if they can get to a performance like that and then have the defense continue to play kind of at a top 10-ish level, I think you have enough. But again, now you're going to be playing probably week to week with a whole bunch of pressure now starting to mount up as well, because what do you got? One more you can give away?
Maybe. Yeah.
I think six losses feels like that's got to be it. So that means you've only got one down the stretch, and you got one NFC game, and the rest are AFC games, and those are costly too. So you're living on slim margins right about now.
What happened with Kingsley after the game?
Well, he got knocked on that interception when everybody was trying to stop the interception, and his head hit the turf and he was down, and they had to help him off the field. And he's a big fella, right? So he had two guys help him back towards the locker room. And then, they did end up, you know, putting him in the concussion protocol. And then he was taken out of the locker room as the media were leaving on a stretcher. So, he did travel back with the team. But I'm guessing he's going to have, you know, a bunch of further evaluations and stuff. And you know how those things go. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't count on this upcoming week.
Right.
If indeed that's the, you know, concussion protocol portion of it, because, he didn't look all that great. So, I'm guessing you're going to have Mike Caliendo playing at guard again. Trey Smith kind of gutted through it again last night with that injured back. So specifically the two guards. Josh Simmons played well, though, guys. Didn't you think? I thought he was pretty
really
good.
Considering
he had to go wire to wire in that game. Mm-hmm. He was not available to the media last night after the game, and I guess he's going to speak on Wednesday out at Arrowhead. So maybe we'll get a little kind of clarification as to what exactly he's been going through. But coming back and throwing him back in and having him go wire to wire wasn't all that bad. I thought he did a pretty good job.
He's fantastic, Josh. He really is.
On to on to Indianapolis, Josh. We'll see what happens, because that man, Jonathan Taylor, he'll be making his way to Kansas City. Should be interesting on Sunday.
We all have our nightmares on that already, don't we?
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Well, Kling, I appreciate it, man. Enjoy the week, and we'll talk to you a week from today.
All right. See you guys.
Later. It's Josh Klinger there for you. So, yeah. I mean, that's scary stuff with Kingsley.
Hell yes. Being taken out of the post-game locker room on a stretcher.
Mm. Boy, were we wrong. We'll play it next here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Isaiah Pacheco, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Are you going to continue to pick the can I ask a tease that's a day early?
Yeah.
Are they in Max Pack?
2 days early and...
Oh, yeah, Wednesday.
I think a lot depends on tonight with the Dallas game and Jerry.
Of course, yeah. We got to watch Jerry.
Yep.
Probably not.
I don't know.
Probably not.
I'm just very disappointed in Jerry and Mahomes.
So
I think part of your question, though, lies a good topic, and that part of the reason I have faith still in the Chiefs is that I don't know the other five teams in Max's Pack right now because there's not this abundance of juggernauts.
But I think also the reason that we, and I'll use the collective, we have favor in the Chiefs are the same reason why we don't have faith in the Chiefs right now, and that's Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
two guys have been bad.
It is true to say that everything that's giving you the reason to say that things will work out in the favor because they have in the past, well, all that stuff that's from the past is not here in the present. And that, to me, is why, like, if they were if this was a shootout yesterday and they lost 38-37, I'd be like, well, offense looks great. Looks like they're doing everything they're right. Well, they'll get it figured out. That's back-to-back games. Last win October 19th.
And it's back-to-back games where the quarterback has not been good and where the play calling has not been good. And, you know, everything gets, you know, hidden and covered up when you win. And that's fine. That's the way it should be. And then when you lose, everything gets exposed. And right now, everybody's having the opportunity to kind of pile on with the Chiefs because for a decade they ran the NFL, right? And everybody's been waiting for this opportunity to pounce on this organization. So it makes it even harder for them to move forward. But that's why you have Andy Reid. That's why you have Patrick Mahomes. For times like these, this is what you want. You want your coach to be a veteran like Andy Reid. You want him there to pull you out. It's better to have him in position than some guy who's in his first year and has never done it before. Andy Reid has overcome a lot. They were 1-5 and 1-11 in a row, right? We've talked about that. But they've got to go out there and they've got to start doing that. And it really comes down to the head coach and the quarterback. We talk about stars being stars all the time. Mm-hmm. Travis Kelce was a star last night. Chris Jones was a star last night. Patrick Mahomes was not, neither was Andy Reid.
So, yeah, how wrong were we this week in the script? I was off at 28-17.
we were all, yeah. It was bad.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Chiefs are a 3.5-point favorite for a reason. If even Vegas believes, why don't we? Why can't we right here in Kansas City? Don't overthink this. This isn't your daddy's Broncos. This certainly isn't your daddy's Chiefs. Okay? This is a different situation. This is a Mahomes takeover game. And I said that before Mitch did. This is going to be playoff Pat, baby. Over 40 rushing yards this game for Mahomes. Over 250 passing. Rashee Rice is going to score a touchdown, as does rookie Breshard Smith gets in pay dirt for the first time in his NFL career. Chris Jones will get a sack. And McDuffie gets an interception on a deep pass when they're in desperation mode in the fourth quarter. Chiefs win this one 27-17.
Here's where I'm going to go. The excuses are done. There's no more room for error. There's no more we didn't match the intensity and all that kind of stuff. The Chiefs know it, and they'll play their best game of the year. Patrick Mahomes comes out firing. He'll complete his first 8 passes of the game. Mm. You saw Drake May the other night. 11 straight passes. Patrick Mahomes going to go out there and try to match that. Travis Kelce gets into the end zone in the first half, and that is just the beginning. Rashee Rice will find pay dirt. Hollywood Brown gets into the end zone. And you know what, Chris? You're going to show up this week, and you're going to get a sack of Bo Nix. He'll get that sack, knock down a pass, and on that sack, it'll be a strip. Chiefs will recover, and they will win a close one, 35-0.
Get ready. It's going to be a showdown. Cue the ELO music, you know. Electric Light Orchestra, gonna be a showdown. But this is a Patrick Mahomes game, and he has to be that dude in this game. Not the second-year guy that says, F it, Tyreek Hill's down there somewhere and just slings it deep, but he's got to be now the veteran that is 30-year-old Patrick Mahomes, be the surgeon. I do think Denver is going to get to Patrick Mahomes a couple of times in this game because that's who they are. I like Rashee Rice in this game. I think he's the crutch for Mahomes. I think Mahomes leans on that, and I see a Cooper Kupp type of Matthew Stafford connection in this game. I can see Rashee Rice having more than 10 or more receptions in this game for over 100 yards. Call it 10 for 110. No Patrick Surtain the second is more key than people are saying it is. I think Kelsey's that guy that we've seen all year. I like Kelce to have 4 to 5 receptions for about 60 to 55 yards. That's fine with me, and I think Worthy gets involved more than we've seen in the past 4 weeks as well. Andy Reid is 22-4 off of the bye. That needs to be reminded. He gets to 23-4 after the bye. Chiefs become the scariest 6-4 team in the last decade. Chiefs win 28-14.
Woo!
There we go. Yep. You're right. So, oh, man. You're right, Mac. The Broncos are now the Chiefs, Daddy.
Oh, after one game, come on, man.
Dude, they're 2-1 last three games they played the Chiefs. And they only lost one by a blocked field goal. The Chiefs got insane.
Right, let's calm down that all that nonsense. But they after yesterday, they won the game. They got all the bragging rights in the world.
I mean, took advantage of the mistakes. They were better.
Yeah, they were better than the Chiefs yesterday and better at the quarterback and head coaching spot. And that can't happen. We have such a decided advantage at those two positions on the field over literally everybody else in the NFL that when those two guys don't show up in a big way, we see the ill effects of that. And so Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, it's time for you guys to take back control of this organization.
And thanks to Bob, because he's the only one that actually had a bet that hit this weekend.
It's true.
As we do our Chiefs parlay on Fridays, and it's brought to you by Circus Sports. Sports gambling or sports betting, the way it should be, is coming to Missouri with Circus Sports. Mac, you had the Chiefs defense to get an interception. Didn't happen. I had Rashee Rice over 77.5 yards. How that didn't happen, I don't know.
He just disappeared, stopped throwing the ball.
I don't know what happened. I
whole second half, where's Rice?
Didn't know where four was.
Well, you know where he was covered because they knew they weren't going to run the football, so they just dropped nine.
And then Bob had Travis Kelce anytime touchdown, so congratulations
on that.
It was a great touchdown.
It was a great touchdown.
Definitely thought we were
going
to win the game when
he
scored that.
I did too. And that 1587 connection was working on that drive. It was working good for a little bit there in the second half, and I thought once he went into the end zone, let's go. And the defense gets a stop, and then the offense gets the ball back, and it's 3rd-and-2, and you're throwing to a falling down Breshard Smith outside the numbers. And, you know, Josh kind of talked about that, you know, being outside the numbers. People forget how hard a throw that is for somebody to have to make outside the numbers. It's a hard throw, and it's 3rd-and-2. Why are we doing something hard on 3rd-and-2? Why aren't we just running the football? Again, highest paid guard, highest paid center, number one pick at left tackle, high paid right tackle, right? You got the ability to run the football. Run the football in that situation. Instead, Andy Reid has this play called, or Mahomes calls this play, or however it worked, and they've got him throwing to a falling down running back outside the numbers, trying to make one of the harder throws in the league instead of just trying to run it up the middle. That's beating yourself.
And a throw that is built on chemistry, like with a rookie running back that's caught like 5 passes on a big 3rd down. I just don't get it. No. Even if you're not going to run it, look like you could run it.
Yeah.
Everyone knew
bad,
they weren't
bad play.
What did your parents always tell you? Think smarter, not harder?
Yeah.
Or work smarter, not harder?
Hit the easy button, man.
I've been trying to tell Binkley that for years, and you know, he lost his pizza cutter because of it. I mean, you've got to work smarter, not harder.
And so many times yesterday, just in that situation, run it. Nope. We're going to throw a heave downfield and see if he can catch a 65-yard pass because they won't expect it. Okay. They know you're throwing the ball. They know the ball is leaving your hand, so they're expecting something.
Yeah.
At least that referee took out Sean Payton.
I know. What were those glasses that Sean Payton started the game with?
He finished the game with them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right.
The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
They were the transparent glasses.
The dark glasses.
The Oakleys.
Those were transitions because they look really dark at the beginning of that game. We thought he was blind at first.
Someone's out, man. And then, got in the way with the ref, got a penalty. Can't do that.
Can't do that.
Can't do that, Sean. But, hey, good for you. You got the win. That's all I know. Coming up on the other side, we'll take a look at what the reality is of this Kansas City Chiefs team and keep focusing on what the number one hit is today, the running game. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.